What's up, Dueless guests? Welcome to the podcast. Jake, how we doing?
Oh, I'm doing swell.
Doing good?
Yeah, better than you.
Really? I think you are. I just sneezed like six times before we did this.
Yeah, I was a little worried about you. Trey left the room and just starts making a lot of noise.
Oh, yeah, I'm struggling a little bit.
Yeah, you think you,
I need some sunsoil. CBD. They don't sponsor this.
So get him out of here.
Secret podcast. Oh my gosh.
I'll hide the McDonald's drink too.
Life's good. I'm loving the cool breeze. The house is, remember I posted something to do less guests recently and you were like, you're moving in there in 3 weeks?
Dude, this is the place you're going to live.
You'd be shocked at the progress.
Just since then?
Yeah.
Really?
In the past couple of days, I've gone from like very worried about it to like pumped because I was pretty confident we were moving into a construction zone.
Yeah.
And because kind of my whole game plan was like, because I've learned this the hard way, these contractors and stuff, they're doing other stuff. They're not 100% focused on you and they'll kind of take their time a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'll be like, hey, we're going to get this, the back deck built, or I don't know. And then I'd be like, hey, it's been a week and we went by and it like hasn't even been started. He's like, yeah, I don't. The guy's gonna build that said he'd be there in like 2 weeks. Like, what's happening? So I was like, hey, we are homeless October 11th. Mm-hmm. So we're moving here October 10th. And that was kind of a gamble to get them to get on it, and it worked.
Nice.
Thank you. Yes. I mean,
we're all procrastinators anyway. Like, why would you not continue to be a procrastinator once you're working in construction?
I think there was value. I honestly think this could have drawn out like into November if I didn't do that.
Tell them that you were gonna be homeless.
Yeah. And they're like, okay, we'll get it done. So
what are we talking? We got hardwood floors.
Those have been in there, but those are getting stained over the weekend.
Okay, gotcha. We got paint on the walls.
We have paint on two of the three floors.
Okay. We got appliances in?
No, that's the last minute thing. So things that have progressed is like they've painted. I think they're painting the basement now. They've tiled 80% of the bathrooms.
Okay.
They've put in all the vanities in the bathrooms now.
Okay.
They've got, I think, counters.
Okay.
Countertops are going in like today.
Nice.
And light fixtures are starting. Ceiling fans are going in.
Okay. You'll need those. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're doing the wood floor of the weekend. And then next week is just putting like the appliances in and like the faucets. And
cool.
Should be almost there.
The Fauci's.
The Fauci's, dude.
Yeah, the sink Fauci, the bathroom Fauci. Get them all in there. Cool.
So, yeah, we're, to give you a little peek into Trey Kennedy Studios, we're obviously going to be in a new place shooting videos and making podcasts. So, got them painting the studio room a certain color for our podcast here.
Yeah, we're up in the game.
I got a local video buddy of mine who's going to come by and set me up on how to, we record this on my iPhone.
Yeah.
Which iPhones are pretty impressive.
Gets the job done.
But I'm going to invest in better lighting, better videos. We're going to hire an editor. So we're taking it up a notch.
Up a notch. Bam.
Dueless guests are here to stay. We are, I think that should be, I'm hoping by start of November, the new and approved Trey Kennedy Studios will be up and running.
Really
with
moving.
A new hire.
Yeah, we're thinking about having like three cameras on these videos. There's going to be a third person sitting in the room with us, just staring at us, looking at us like zoo animals. But it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
We love the zoo.
Yeah, I might not be Googling anymore.
Whoa,
dude.
Lap free.
I did. When I put up the job listing, someone DM'd me and said, wait, does this mean you're not going to do your own Googling anymore? Like, that's I used to brag about that, but I'm getting a little bougie over
I do
here.
My own Googling.
We might, as I fight my allergies, we might actually have real Kleenex. Instead of me taking this off the bathroom toilet paper holder? I don't know.
Well, I don't know how much time this new person will have.
Yeah.
But it'd be fun if they could bring Kleenexes.
Yeah. So I'm stoked about that, man. I feel like I've said this. I have a weird thing where I don't want to make this sound like a weird, but I don't take naps. This is not what I'm about to say. But I tend to kind of, for some reason, feel like I have to do all of it. And so I remember when I handed over the video stuff to you, I was like, What have I been doing for like a year? And I feel like when we'll up this game and hand it over to someone, I'll be like, why was I like doing the SD cards and uploading? They're like, what? I need someone else do that.
Yeah, that's a good skill to learn. Because, I mean, it's hard for me, too. Once yeah. you're so used to that creative control and that, like, liberty that you have to make any change, it's like, I don't want you to do it.
Yeah.
I do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was tubing full-time, we always talked about, like, maybe hiring an editor would, like, free up some time. But I was like, I don't really want to, like, not, like, have the reins.
Yeah.
And then in the limo thing, too, I mean, I edited all those videos, and 80% of them got edited in the back seat of a limo with no air conditioning. I mean, it was miserable. Why did I do that?
You should have picked another guy who could edit.
Yeah.
you didn't even try to teach him or anything.
Towards the end, Ty came around and was like, hey, I want to like learn, like teach me or whatever. So cool. It was fine. Cause yeah, I do get kind of like, not necessarily stubborn, but just like lazy. Like, I don't want to put in the effort to teach you. I can just do it.
There is a lot of, yeah, I think there's a level of like, you can train some people to do some certain things, but you can't like I remember when we were in that kind of mastermind group. I think we talked about on the Do Less Guest podcast, but they're like, just trying to help you build your business, quote unquote. Like, Trey, why don't you do one of those, like, you know, like a masterclass on like how to be viral. I'm like, but not everyone, it's kind of like if you're like a school teacher or something, like no one could teach me this. I just couldn't. I'd be like, learn it. You know, I just, different people can do different things. And so it's like, you can teach someone to edit, I think, a podcast, which is nice. We can do that. But like sketches, there's a lot of the comedy's in the edit.
Yeah, sure.
And like putting that together precisely and just being aware of like, what helps a video go viral. And
once you feel like you know how to do it, it's like, I don't know if I can teach this for some reason. What's that old phrase? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him edit a comedy sketch on Adobe Premiere Pro.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of what we're going through right now. Right. I mean, it's the reason that's
the hub
popular. It's, you know, that's just not easy.
It's really not. But yeah, so I'm become very stoked. Everything's kind of come together. It's funny. I in the middle of the night, two nights ago, It's I'm so excited to be done. I popped up in bed and I thought, is there a water source for the refrigerator in the kitchen? You know, for it to like make ice, you have to have a water source. And I was like, I forgot about that. Surely like the contractor and the plumber, like some people, everyone needs like, that.
But I don't know, people make mistakes.
But I was like,
there's no water source.
There's no, and like at this point it's too late. So I was like, and the first thing I didn't wake up is text contractor. Like, yeah, it's there. I was like, oh, but that stuff's happening and not too many, thank goodness. But yeah, all the new furniture and stuff is going to be delivered on time. Everything's just coming together.
Who'd you end up getting the furniture from?
Sunsoil? Yeah, I told the story about the Ashley disaster. Yeah. So it's really a hodgepodge of different places. But Nebraska Furniture Arts, a great place.
Farts?
Nebraska Furniture Farts. A lot of people don't know about it. But
I don't know about that. It's cheaper than Furniture Mart.
Yeah. No, if you or anyone needs furniture, it's I think it's really good stuff and it's affordable.
Hey, Mahomes endorses him, so I trust him.
Oh, yeah. Dude, so we're Kansas City boys. So cheap. You're a lifelong Chiefs fan.
Yeah.
I've adapted since I moved here. Very fortunate for me.
Yeah, it's a good timing for you.
I guess you, because you didn't grow up a college fan of really anyone?
No.
Yeah, so you don't really experience. So I'm, you know, if you're outside of like maybe 8 or 9 college teams, you know the experience of like never winning anything.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, in like college football or college basketball, the same 5 or 6 teams win it. Mm-hmm. So I'm Oklahoma State, who's always been pretty good at basketball and football, but like football, we're across from Oklahoma, who's always in the Final Four now.
Yeah.
And we've lost to them like 10 out of 12 years. And it's just a bizarre feeling to be a fan. And like, I actually have a little, it's not like me, like, I wish I was a fan. Like, I do find myself watching and being like, yeah, I'm pumped about this.
Go team.
But it's just crazy to be like, this team, I'm a fan of a team that just never loses.
We're the best.
Yeah.
We're the best.
But Mahomes announced he's pregnant about a month after an engagement announcement.
How fun.
So very obvious why that happened. But
dude, it's amazing. The year he's having. Super Bowl champ, Super Bowl MVP, part owner of the Royals, signs $500 million contract, gets engaged, has a kid.
Is off to an incredible 3-0 start.
Yeah. Wow. And gets his furniture from Nebraska Furniture Farts.
Dude, Nebraska Furniture Farts.
You guys should you should DM him. Be like, dude, I got the same recliner, man.
Yeah, he's killing it. I wonder, we'll never know. I hope we never know, but I just wonder, what do you do with $500 million in Kansas City?
Where does that go?
You buy the Royals and then you go from there. It's like, what else? Where is he? What kind of house is he going to buy or build? Or
what do you do with that money? Like, I guess you, I don't even know. I guess
if you're,
like, jet skis mainly? I don't know.
If you're in the NFL, like, you're probably firmly living in the city you're playing in June or July to, like, February.
Yeah.
And then they take off to LA or Miami or maybe their hometown. He probably
goes back to Texas.
Yeah, I think that's what I've heard is he goes back to his hometown. So I'm sure he'll have a fat house there and
he's probably got multiple homes here, but everywhere you think you might visit.
Yeah.
Like, I've always wanted to go to Greece. Let's go ahead and buy a home in Mykonos.
Yeah.
That's what you do with $500 million.
Yeah, I mean,
like, I don't want to worry about hotels. Let's just buy a house there. Yeah. That way we have it.
Yeah, that's probably good. Yeah, I guess you'd just buy a huge house on land, like out by this facilities where, like, you can hopefully be left alone.
That's true.
Like, you can't be Patrick Mahomes and just, like, go on a walk through your neighborhood.
Do you remember he bought a house here in Mission Hills in the Kansas City Star, put his address in the paper?
Who did that? Like, who... How do they?
This is the biggest superstar Kansas City's had since probably like George Brett in the 80s. And they're like, hey, here's where he lives.
Yeah.
Have a blast.
I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
I'm surprised he signed a 10-year deal. So I'm sure he's like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
You guys are just releasing my private info.
Yeah. So we mentioned it. I thought this was funny. I don't know if you mind telling this story, but we're looking at all these people who applied to be the editor.
Oh, I know where this is going.
And, just kind of looking through them, trying to narrow it down to a few to kind of make low-key interview. It feels like a weird position to be in. I never thought. I mean, I used to be like, I hate interviews. Now I'm
doing it.
I guess we're two guys who've
never done an interview.
We're like, we're going to conduct one. That's what we're going to do.
It is kind of funny. I didn't even think about that.
We were looking through them, and I was just like, Jake, what do you think of all these people? Like, kind of like this, this, and this. And
we get to one girl, and I'm like, wait, I know this girl. Oh, snap. Like, wow. I was, okay, so this makes sense. I'm like getting kind of nervous. I'm like, okay, so this girl posted that she was moving back to Kansas City a month ago. And I thought to myself, should I ask her out on a date? Yeah. I guess I won't now because she might be working for us.
I think this girl, we're going to interview her. What do you think? It's like, I'm Snapchatting her right now.
We have like a 7-day snap streak. Yeah. So she seems flexible.
Yeah.
timing wise.
She's very available to.
Yeah.
to DM me back, but this might get weird.
I don't know if she'll ever become a doulesque. That's going to be weird if she ever hears that. It'll be fine.
We hire like a girl editor and you date her and then you break up. I'm like, I guess you're fired now. This is kind of weird.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. We're going to do kind of a, we're hiring the editor, but it's also, we want to do kind of a real world reality TV spinoff.
Yeah.
Where I start dating the other girl that works with us, but then find out Trey actually hired a different person on the side and he hid from me. And then I start dating him. It's going to get really fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great. That reminds me, I got an email 6 months ago or something where a guy was like, hey man, heard you're in Kansas City. Here's kind of my resume of stuff. He's like some reality TV type star. And like, we're doing like kind of this real life reality show here in Kansas City. And I didn't respond or of course didn't do it, but I looked through it and someone was like producing this YouTube show of like these semi-influencer people all in the same house in Kansas City. It was very bizarre.
Really?
Yeah.
In Kansas City?
Yeah.
Who else would be here?
I think they like, I don't know if they were from here. I don't know. It was very bizarre and random, but you never know.
Dude, can you pass those on to me, please?
Yeah. I was like, no, my buddy Jake will. Yeah. You got any more word from the Bachelor people?
Do you mean like as in like my friend who like applied or whatever?
That or... You've been in touch with them, right? One time you got a DM.
Oh, that's right. Dude, you do a good job of remembering parts of my life that
Thank
I forget.
You. Thank you.
Yeah, no, he never hit me back. Maybe I need to fake apply again. Maybe that would help. No word. Although I will say, I'm excited. I'm here to announce to the Do Less guests, I'm becoming a Bachelor boy this season.
Okay.
Partly due to like, it might be entertaining. Partly for Instagram content. I was looking the other day and I was like, the most... most highly engaged
Duelist exclusive
thing I've ever posted on Instagram was when I reviewed like one episode of The Bachelor that I watched. I was like, that was so easy.
They
like spoon feed you jokes. And so I was like, I think I need to do this. I'm worried about becoming, you know, I don't want to become like, oh yeah, he's the guy who makes Bachelor videos. That doesn't sound that fun.
Yeah.
But whatever. I'm just going to do it.
He's a killer Bachelor review guy.
Yeah.
And we start a Bachelor podcast. It's a whole snowball thing.
Hopefully it doesn't get that far.
would you go on it? For some reason you got...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If I became bigger, stronger, faster, and they let me on,
Yeah. We just have to stockpile like 20 episodes of the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would do that for me.
Seven or something. Somebody. Yeah. I got asked to be on Big Brother. Did I ever tell you that?
Dude, that's sweet.
Yeah.
I don't know much about that show, but I've heard about it. And that's awesome. You got to ask.
Yeah. I mean, it just doesn't make sense because I'd have to not be online for like 3 months. So I probably could never.
They take everything away from you, don't they?
Yeah.
Like your family.
Yeah. But yeah, the offer, they pay you $1,000 a week.
Oh, wow.
I think that was it. Yeah, $1,000 a week.
Cool. Just to live in that house and be on the show.
And just be off the grid. So,
wow.
Decent deal. But that didn't make any sense.
My one little bit with kind of reality game show TV, a lot of the people, so it was like this, like, whatever, this sporty little game show. The people that create those games, I forget what that job is called, but I was kind of thinking, I was like, that would be a cool job.
Yeah.
Just to make like the obstacle course that they do on Survivor or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like that's people's, like, their only job is they just make games for game shows.
I told them, I was like, but this is CBS guy. Tell them I'll do Survivor.
Yeah.
But I never heard. Survivor's kind of what I'm a fan of, which I still wouldn't do because I wouldn't like just leave my life for like 4 months. But
I think it's only like a month and a half.
No, Survivor, if you get to the end, it's 39 days.
Yeah. What did I say? A month and a half.
Wow. Oh, not my finest moment. Dude, I think it's a month and a half.
Dude.
It's not even close. It's 39 days. Well, 4 months is exaggeration. I bet it might be pushing three, I bet. When you have to, I'm sure they fly you in early, get you prepped, they do pre-stuff interviews. Yeah, COVID test. You do the actual show afterward. 39 days plus maybe two. I bet two. I bet a solid 2 months.
Probably. Yeah, it's maybe, not just 39 days. Like you fly straight into
here we go.
Wherever, Tabiki. Yeah.
But
anyway, that reality show that I was on, the people that made our games said that they also made the Big Brother games.
Yeah.
I think so I was like, should I do that? So these were easy.
They're literally the same exact premise. It's just like one's in an island and one is in a cool house.
Yeah. And mine was in Georgia.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Which is nice.
That's in Georgia in the fall.
That's nice.
That's nice.
Man,
I can't wait to hire someone, whether it's a girl I want to date or not. You know, I'm just excited.
Yeah.
It'd be so fun.
I'm like, Jake's like, hire a girl. I'm going to immediately ask her out. Day one. This is Bree. She's in the corner here. Going to be helping edit, produce the podcast. You want to go out sometime?
Bree. So like when we get in with this podcast, like, do you want to have like an unrecorded podcast with just me at a coffee shop?
Like, dude, stop. We're on air.
Dude, stop.
Oh, man.
Just kidding. That won't happen.
Woo.
It probably won't happen. It probably won't happen.
Yeah, that reminds me. And so senior year of high school, me and my buddies had this fun idea. Let's make a co-ed indoor soccer team.
Okay.
With the goal of trying to just ask the cutest girls
to be on your team.
And
a lot of cute girls play soccer.
We asked like a handful and they all said yes, but then only like one actually showed up.
Dang.
So then we just asked people we kind of were just friends with and hung out with all the time anyways. So kind of backfired.
Sick move though.
Yeah. Would have been sick.
Fun idea.
Yeah.
Fun would've idea. Been sick.
But indoor soccer is really fun if you've never done it.
I have. I've like subbed in for teams before. A lot of running. No breaks.
No breaks.
All gas.
You do that. You do the fancy kind of off the wall bridge, dude.
I definitely go for it.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up playing soccer, so I'm not super skilled enough to really pull it off, but I go for it.
Yeah.
Like, this is fun.
Just run around.
I know geometry. I can use the angles to my advantage.
Right.
Did you grow up playing soccer?
No. I mean, I played like every sport until I was six, and then basketball was really it.
Yeah. You focused on that. I mean, and look where it got you.
Look where it got me.
Worth it.
Worth it. So smart to devote, honest to God, 3,000 hours to. Probably.
Hey, it molded you in ways that you don't even realize, Trey. Mm, you know?
Learned so much.
Have you thought much about what sports you would want your future child to play?
I will. I'm sure I feel like I was pushed towards basketball, but I did. I think I firmly was just like, this is all I want to do. So they're like, okay, do it. But I'm going to really. My kid's like, all I want to do is basketball. I love basketball. I'm like, maybe pick up the tennis racket again. See if you kind of start liking that a little bit.
Yeah,
because
he's kind of put it in his hands while he's asleep and just see if he kind of like he kind of likes waking up with it.
Right. It's like you can make a run at state in tennis one day, probably if you stick to it. But basketball's going to fizzle out.
You're only going to be so tall.
I don't know. My wife is a freak of nature. She's like 5'11".
She is.
So
she is tall.
Who knows?
Did you play tennis?
No, I literally only played basketball.
Well, you said until six. I didn't know like what you were playing at age five,
sure.
six or whatever.
Well, I did go to a tennis camp.
Oh.
Went to kind of all of them and I was bullied by the the
Italian.
Yeah, his name was Novak. He was so mean.
That's great. He hit a ball at me right before he was about to serve. Hit me right in the neck. I went down like a sack of potatoes. Now he got DQ'd.
Like the camp counselors bullied me, man. I was like, oh, six. Yeah.
That's actually really sad. Know.
It might have been inadvertent, but in hindsight, I can't see how it was. They like day one at camp, they gave all the kids nicknames. I remember like the best kid at camp, they gave the nickname Turbo. So sick. So Turbo. Sick. My nickname?
I was expecting like Nadal or something.
Guess what my nickname was?
Marshmallow.
Bird Brain.
Oh, hi. You're 6 years old.
And then everyone at camp was like, Bird Brain, Bird Brain, Bird Brain, Bird Brain. And I just went home like, crying. I was like, I don't want to go back. And my parents said to, I love when like, you know what I'm talking about? Where you're like, I wish they didn't do this. But then if you like correct it, you're like, no, that's even worse.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So then like day two, like, hey guys, just announce it. We're going to change specifically only Trey's nickname. He's now, you know, Speedy or whatever the heck. It's like, oh, now this is clear. It's very obvious why this is happening because my mom called.
Dude, that's so great. I was a camp counselor, not for tennis, but just summer camp for 6 summers. And I feel like they never once told us not to bully the children, which is expected. Hey, don't bully and give nicknames to kids younger than you.
You're here to not do that. And at that age, I was so shy and like I wasn't causing problems. Like I understand if I was a camp counselor, some kid was being horrible. I'm like, let's call that one Bird Brain.
He'll
get picked on.
Even then, not to his face.
Yeah.
You say that like you and the counselors have a name for him. Like, oh yeah, that's potty pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trust me. right to a 6-year-old's face.
Yeah. Brutal.
Hey, what's up, idiot? You want to try working those forehands today? Maybe we can get one over the net. Huh?
Yep.
Your parents are spending a lot of money on this.
Yeah.
Cool.
So trying to think what else we got going on, man. We're dropping, I don't know why I'm saying dropping. Tickets are for sale for some club shows.
Yes.
Those are just going to be small, you know, limited capacity, wear your mask, yada, yada. But
what do you think? A couple hundred?
Yeah, it depends on the place. I think there's a couple venues that are like 150, some are up to like 250.
It's still, when you compare it to Nashville, capacity. It was 25.
Yeah. Right.
That's going to be a room full of people. Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. It'll be pretty. A lot of the hour show of the Are You For Real tour will be what we're doing in the clubs, but I'm going to try some new stuff. You're going to be doing a set as well.
Who knows?
Have at it.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be laid back. I hope people are excited to get out. I'm interested to see how tickets go. They aren't flying off the shelves. Granted, it's quite a ways away, but I think it's just tough. It's a weird time.
Wait, did you post about the comedy?
I just posted a story.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you'll feel that when the time comes. That'd be no problem. Do you think you'll do a lot of pandemic corona related content? I mean, obviously your Are You For Real tour stuff didn't originally have that in it.
Right. I think you just kind of add that angle to it. I don't know. If I'm doing a bit on dog moms, it's like, I mean, at least you dog moms, you know, at least you're stuck at home. You have your precious babies. You know, you could probably just add that comment in there.
Yeah, sure, that makes sense.
I did like run through all the bits I did in my show pre-COVID because I was just sense? Like, do these still make sense? Like, how devastating would that be if for some reason it was like all about stuff? But I think they're all still, you know, available to me as like,
I think so. And even like your bit about traveling, people still remember traveling,
right?
It'll work.
Yeah,
it'll work.
Yeah, I do have one bit about traveling, but
you need to have nice like a slideshow to show people. Okay, now this is Mexico. Remember,
guys. Yeah,
this is what a resort looks like.
Just pretend it's February. Okay, enjoy the show.
No, that's great. Yeah, it'll be so fun. Good to be with people.
Totally.
Oh my goodness. We got that coming. October is going to be a big month for us video wise. I think. I don't know. It's just we got a lot of good ones coming down the pipe. The fall video, of course. Online dating's been posted.
We're going to, online dating part two. We're going to a town in Nebraska Monday.
Yep.
To shoot Fall Girls Be Like 2020 edition. We think we're also going to make like a Bachelor spoof video. Bachelorette's back.
Because I'm a Bachelor boy now.
I think when the time this goes out, you may or may not have seen, we're going to shoot this hilarious, similar to social media as people. It's If Holidays Were People.
Yeah. But the holidays, not only are they people, but they're all at group therapy.
Yeah.
It just adds an extra mix.
I just got on Amazon and ordered $100 worth of crummy merch for every holiday. It's nice.
What'd we get? We got a pilgrim costume.
Yep.
Pilgrim hat. Already have one.
I got Christmas gear. We got a pilgrim hat. I brought a sick 4th of July shirt with a huge eagle on it. Like a profile of a bald eagle. I got a St. Patrick's headband with a little leprechaun hat.
Cute. Yeah.
So I'm pretty set for all holidays. Yeah. Which, is this a perk? Is a perk?
Can't wait for St. Patrick's Day to roll around. Oh, I got the best hat.
Wait, dude. The
best headband.
St. Patty's, weirdly, kind of, I've never thought about it. Here in Kansas City, it's kind of a big deal.
Kind of. Yeah. I've never gotten into that.
It was not a thing in Oklahoma in any way.
Really? Not at all.
I mean, I guess a little, but there's like massive parade in Kansas City for it.
I feel like Chicago goes ham for St. Patrick's Day.
Chicago's like the main place for it for, yeah, whatever reason.
I've never gotten into, there's St. Patrick's Day, Cinco de Mayo, that are just holidays about drinking, basically, yeah. You know, or at least in America. I don't know what the, uh-huh. You know, maybe Spanish version of Cinco de Mayo is about, but.
Yeah, dude, I'm doing a Christmas party, the new place. You're invited. You'll get the deet soon. But yes, I'm having
can I invite our new editor?
Yeah.
Can I bring her?
You're like, you text me like, dude, I want to bring a date. Is that cool? I'm like, of course. Like, invite whoever. And you show up hand in hand with our new editor. Whoa, what are we doing? Dude.
Oh,
I don't know. I just met her and I thought she was cute. Yeah.
Yeah, I was there when you met her.
Yeah. That's such a funny bit.
Oh, gosh. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe not.
I'm like, text the new editor. Okay, what you missed? Like, we're late on the video. Like, where is it? She's like, I was busy last night. Like,
sorry, what? I was at Jake's.
Yeah, I was at Jake's. What is going? What?
What? Stop, you guys.
Stop.
If you're gonna be together, like, we'll get some work done. Something. Bring your laptop.
Drake over Kennedy Studios. Toxic work environment.
You're gonna take you down like Alan.
Yeah. There's three people a part of it.
I don't know. I just can't control them.
I don't know.
Everything was fine until Bree.
I was not aware of it. They were backstage.
I'm in front. I'm in the house, you know, doing the show. I don't know what's going on back there.
But I'm excited. I'm having Kale make a fun little poster for it. And it's going to.
For your party?
Yeah. Just to text out to people. It's going to, you know, say you're invited to the first annual. Da, 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 da. And at the bottom, I would say, hey, put in fine print in the bottom. Due to the ongoing circumstances surrounding COVID-19, we kindly ask that you do not show up if you're not down to party. LOL.
LOL, dude.
I thought it would be a nice touch.
Feel free to bring a mask and some steez,
yes, dude.
We're gonna party.
Sick. It's going to be sick. Trust me.
What? Any like sneak previews that I can like, what are we talking?
I think beyond just your typical party, I'm going to look into... I feel like this wouldn't be too crazy expensive. I want to hire maybe a bartender.
Oh, well,
that'd be fun. It'd be a nice touch.
Just and the bartender is Tim Allen dressed as Santa Claus from the hit motion picture.
Oh, psych. Yeah. Bartender / Santa. Wouldn't that be good?
That'd be fun. Maybe a snow machine, like a train that moves around.
Oh, okay.
I thought some options.
I threw out like a cellist could be cool, but I feel like people would rather just listen to music. Dude, so that's funny. I nixed that idea.
You should do it like The Office where it's like, full band would have been this much for the hour, but I can get this bassist all day for the same price.
Standing
bass.
Boom, 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 boom.
I got a great deal as bassist.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I was like, I want to go all out. And you start to think of like a house party. I'm like, I don't, just like food and some drinks and music. I don't.
And then maybe like one cool perk, like a bartender.
So I guess bartender's the best I got. I don't really know what else.
Do you have any friends that are bartenders? Could you just be like, hey, you kind of do this, right?
No, I don't.
Nope. I've actually avoided them.
Yeah. Avoid those people. No, I really don't. So
I feel like there's always one guy potentially at a party who like, he thinks he's a bartender. Like,
oh yeah.
He says, I want some drinks. I can like totally mix them together. Like,
oh yeah.
No, for real, like, try me, like, say a drink, and, like, I can make it, I can mix it.
Colorado Bulldog?
Yeah. Okay, well, we don't really have maraschino cherries, but, you know, I think I can still do it. I think I can still do it, guys. Yeah. You know, it's like, dude, just, I don't care.
You just mess with them, and you just say those, like, weird phrases we looked up on Urban Dictionary as a kid. You know what I'm talking about? Well, I'll take the Milwaukee floor buffer.
I'll take the
I know that one.
Bottom lip feeder.
Yeah.
Oh. We've got tequila.
I'll take the Florida tallywhacker. No problem. I know what that is. Yeah,
can I have the rusty trombone?
Yeah.
I don't know if we serve that.
When I first turned 21, I just thought it was cool. And so I tried to look up like, what are even drinks to order?
What are drinks?
And I think I watched the great No, what was it called?
Art of Manliness.
No, the freaking, I keep wanting to say Grant Bambino, the big Limbado, the big,
oh, the big Lebowski.
Big Lebowski, dadgummit, that's embarrassing.
The Great Bambino. So
the Sultan of Swat.
I saw a Babe Ruth documentary, taught me everything I needed
Babe Ruth
to know.
Loved White Russians. So no, I watched Big Lebowski, and so I like got White Russians, which tastes like just like a Brahms milkshake, so they're good, but
I didn't know that.
At some point, you don't know what a White Russian is?
No.
You would love them.
It sounds like I would.
It's just like, it's like milk and Coke and whatever type of liquor.
Hold on.
I mean, it just tastes like a sweet. Oh, it's like
milk and Coke?
No, not Coke. Sorry. It's a coffee liqueur.
Oh.
So it's like a coffee liqueur and milk and vodka, maybe. So it just, it tastes, yeah, it tastes like a
creamy,
like iced latte.
Sweet.
Yeah, you would love it.
What I'm drinking right now.
You would love it.
White Russian.
Okay. But I looked it up and found this, which I don't think is that well known. It's called a Colorado Bulldog, and it's a White Russian with a splash of Coke, which I don't know why that's necessary. So I'd go to like a random hole-in-the-wall bar with friends in like Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'd be like, Colorado Bulldog. And I was 0 for like 6. Like, people being like, what? I'm like, it's a White Russian with a splash of Coke. And then I remember being my friends like, geez, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. Yeah. So just like find this obscure thing. Oh, such a tool. I love,
yeah, that way of impressing people. Just say any mixture of words.
I'll never forget, you know, because I grew up.
Can I get a seedless watermelon?
Yeah.
What is that? It's just a vodka Red Bull. Okay, dude, just say that then. Just say that.
And whenever we went to a nice dinner with my family when I was newly 21, you know, I grew up, didn't drink until I was 21. We was drinking around. And so I was like very nervous. But I was like, I'm going to order a drink because I'm 21 and I'm like, I can, but I'm nervous because it's like, we were like my aunt and uncle and my whole family. I'm like, so I ordered an old fashioned, which I never had. And I remember, you know, it was probably at this point, I'd probably be like, wow, that's delicious. But I remember taking a sip of that and just being like, and I remember my dad be like, how is it? I'm like, it's good. It's good. And I just remember just like, just trying to get it down.
You look down, you're like, okay, I've had quite a bit and it's like barely gone. Yeah. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like I've had so much. Yeah. Like it's half gone.
Don't drink till you're 21, kids. But I remember my first one. I was like, always in these movies and stuff, they like take it and they're like, ugh. You know, I'm like, why? That's so dramatic.
It's a drink.
I like took a drink and I was like, oh my gosh. It's,
it burns.
Yeah.
It's like burns.
Mouthwash, but less tasty.
Yeah. I'm still so clueless with drinks. I don't know anything. Yeah. Like I usually just like kind of look around. What are you guys ordering?
Yeah. I kind of respect you're kind of like, because pretty much all of us are like, the first time we had it, like, this is gross. And then over time you grow to like acquire taste.
Yeah.
And you were one of those who just kept it real. Like, this is not good. And I'm not even going to try to make it good.
It's so. Not good and more expensive. Like, when does that ever make sense to go down that route of anything in life? I didn't enjoy this and it's more expensive than the alternative. You know what? I'll go ahead and get a Hummer anyway.
Yeah.
Like, what? That makes no sense. Why would I buy a Hummer?
Yeah.
Like, this is not a good car.
Facts.
It's so, so expensive.
Yeah. That's good.
Should we do our trade triple trade?
Triple trade triple.
Yeah. Yeah. Good at that too.
Do by episode 30, I think you're going to get
it. I think I can get down the name of it.
Yeah.
Okay. So this week it is your least favorite things to touch. I guess not necessarily with your hands, but just to use one of your senses.
Yeah, whatever.
The sense of touch. I'm going to start. My sister is a little bit more of a freak than me with this. I think she like refuses to touch.
Weird thing to say
him.
About your sister, but I'm sure you caught yourself. You like almost paused the sentence there.
I didn't even know.
My sister's a freak because
she, both of us really do not like touching
freak-a-leak
coins.
Okay.
It just feels so grimy and disgusting.
You're the
and,
reason like, this... for the coin dadgummit. Coin shortage.
Coin shortage.
Coin shortage.
Coin shortage. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe
actually we're trying to like, hey, get it back in circulation.
Let's
like
circulate
you,
it.
You guys use it. We don't want it. Just the grime and grit that is on your fingers afterwards is disgusting.
Mm.
Like, you're gonna need some good soap to get that off you. So yeah, I really hate touching coins. Dollar bills, y'all, no problem. That's fine. I know it's dirty, but it doesn't leave
stack
any
paper.
Residue on my fingers.
Yeah, you'd be a great stripper.
No coins, please.
No coins, please.
I'm about to make it hail on you. No, please don't. Please don't. Make it rain.
Hail. Make it rain, please.
Make it rain all you want.
I don't like to touch that.
Liquid precipitation. No solids.
Mine would be really, really dry, like paper. It's hard to, you know,
yeah.
I've always judge like the nails on a chalkboard or some of these never bother me.
Not
right?
too bad.
I was always that guy who'd like be like, and her would be like, stop, stop. Or like
I don't even
fork
mind.
On a plate.
Not too bad.
Don't care.
Yeah.
But I've, it's making me cringe right now. I once got a sandwich at Jersey Mike's and the bread was like a little, it's making me cringe. It's literally making the hair stand on my back. And the bread was so dry. It's giving me goosebumps.
I
like grinding in my molars. I just was like cringing and I couldn't eat it. So I think that or my hands or, you know, even your mouth when you get like a really, like I could never put a, like if I put.
So,
so
paper if I put or this in bread.
My, yeah.
Okay.
So really dry. If I put this in my mouth, dude, I would just be like, ugh.
I mean,
that's weird.
That makes sense. Putting toilet paper in your mouth. Yeah. Most people probably wouldn't like that.
Dude, yeah, this is really weird. When I eat poop, I hate it.
I cannot stand putting a dirty diaper in my mouth.
Yeah.
Something about it.
It's just it's the texture.
I know it's acquired, but like I just can't get into it.
It's the texture.
I don't want to put it in the time.
Yeah. No, but I don't know if anyone's resonating with that, but you kind of get what I mean.
Really dry. So I have something like that too, where it like, well.
Is this number two?
Maybe a little different. Yeah, number two. So the only way I found to make yourself ticklish, right? Because it's really hard. Like this, the ribs, not going to work. You like see it coming. But.
Belly button.
Yeah, you just go one finger straight in.
Dude, I have a deep innie.
Lightly touching your own lips. Oh, it makes me want to bite my lips off. Be careful, dude. Like if you just barely get it, like it'll make you like. Did it happen?
And then I'm trying to itch it. It's worse.
Dude, I told you, you want to.
Oh, I'm stuck.
You have to bite your lips, dude.
Oh, you don't know that. So
that is the worst.
So I get my beard trimmed, and it's like
nice.
Only these guys know. So do less. I don't know if I have any bearded do less guys, but you get your mustache trimmed. So he's lightly touching that, and the dude's like, I know this is the worst part of a beard trim, and you're just getting that sensation, and you're just
power through.
Yeah.
It's like your first. Yeah, ooh, that's the worst. That's the worst. Yeah, yeah. You have to like. It's like I need sandpaper on my lips right now. So yeah, that's my second least favorite thing to touch is my own lips, barely with my fingers.
That's good.
Oh, that's crazy.
My second worst favorite thing to touch is my thinning hair.
Oh,
because it's just starting to get sad. Yeah,
it just like every time you touch it, it like reminds you.
I don't know if it's mental, but I really feel that's happening. And I'm around people like Katie or the other. She's like, I don't think so. I'm like, no, it is.
Give it to me straight.
It is. And she's like, use my serums. I'm like, ugh, I don't know what to do.
You use the serums.
Literally yesterday is when I first brought it up to her. I was like, would you look at this? Like, I feel like it is. And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, no, it is.
Nice.
Do I care that much? Not really. But it's less the appearance and more like, is my body really starting to decline?
Like I'm already on the downhill?
Really? It's kind of bizarre.
How's your dad's hair?
His is probably just like a little thinner than my current setup.
Okay, so he's not bald or anything.
No, his hairline's good. And he doesn't have any bald spots. I mean, he's definitely thinner. But I mean, I'd be thrilled if I had a setup. You ever see? It's that weird thing about getting old too is like I'll watch... like I saw like a John Stamos commercial. I'm like, now I see why people are obsessed with his hair. He's like 55, 60 years old and he's got that hair.
Oh, he's got it.
My hair's never been that.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
He's the man. Him, Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Clooney. All those like attractive old guys. You all notice they have great hair.
Good hair.
Good thick hair.
Good hair. Trump. But dude, I saw a tweet. It said at the debate, it goes, oh, I don't know. I just like them both so much. How good is that? That's me when you bet anywhere. It's like, what do you, isn't this crazy? What do you think about this? I know, right? I just don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. They're like, same. I'm like, I love them both so much.
I like them both. I can't believe I have to choose between one.
I thought it was so funny. I just don't,
I don't know. Funny.
And I like, I saw a tweet that was viral. And this is like definitely cherry picked because they both said stuff. But just by itself, I thought it was funny because I don't really care what's happening, but it just said, I guess I'll vote for the guy who didn't tell white supremacists to stand by.
Yeah.
That's just kind of a funny thought to be like, just go ahead and stand by for a little bit. I don't know. Yeah. But I don't know. And then everyone's like, well, look at all the, but there's all these examples of what when he has, you know, talked down on him. I'm not making this about politics because I'm just basically, I thought it was funny. And now I'm backpedaling. So, you know, I don't care.
Yeah. Got it. Message received. Okay, so my third three at a time.
Excuse me, Duleskas. I'm just leaking over here. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to not go outside today. Yeah. But I have to because I have kickball.
You got kickball.
All right, number three.
Take a nap, get some serum, rejuve, go kick a ball around.
Rejuve, dude.
My third one is also kind of with hair, but it's touching a like bald head slash.
Oh, thanks a lot, dude. You're going to steal my girl editor.
I have once thick I'm hair. Bald, yeah. My hair is endorsed by Old Spice. All right. I got to keep my rep up. Touching a bald head slash hairless cat. Touched a hairless cat one time. Didn't like it. Didn't like it. So, yeah, anything that's supposed to have hair on it that's just skin,
it's like
I don't. Yeah, I don't enjoy. No, ooh, I don't like it.
I'd rather bathe another guy.
Bathe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like that'd be less gross to touch.
As long as I'm touching your bald head, like yeah, I'll touch your like I'll rub some lotion on your back. That's fine because hair is not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
It's skin. I don't mind. You know, helping a brother out with some sunscreen on the beach. It's kind of fun. It's like we don't touch that often.
You beat me to it.
Oh, that's your least favorite?
Number three. Because we're at this age where there's different variations of back hair going on.
Yeah.
So, you know, I went to Vegas with all my friends or Katie's brother, actually. He's like, you know, he's a good dude. He's like, we're fam now. Do you mind getting me? And I rubbed, you know, he says like some hairs. It's not like,
yeah.
But, and I had to do it to another buddy of mine. And it's just like, oh, this is, I really don't like this. I've always been that weird guy who's kind of like, I'll go out of my way to not have a dude rub sunscreen on my back.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's probably, you know, it doesn't matter, but I'd be like, I'd just rather.
The trick is you rub it on a tree and then you rub your back on it like a grizzly bear.
Yeah.
And then it works every time.
It works.
And guess what? The tree doesn't get sunburned either. Win-win.
Win-win.
Yeah.
Save the trees.
Save the trees.
Green,
come on.
Green podcast. I remember literally being like.
Yeah. That's true. Like sometimes you're like, I wouldn't have pegged him for like a hairy back guy.
Yeah.
And it's tricky when you can't necessarily see the hair, but as you're running your fingers over it, you feel the hair.
Feel it.
That does suck.
And you're like, that's not fun. It's like those pillows you can make like designs in.
Whoa, forwards it's like sequins. Backwards it's like, you know,
blue fabric. Green. Whoa. Yeah, I did not like that.
I wonder if girls like have to do this too. Like a girl with like a boyfriend or a husband, like, oh yeah, I remember my first time rubbing his back.
Yeah.
It was a little. Well, hairier than that was going to be. And when you combine it with like lotion, you know, or like just liquid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just that cream is not ideal.
I got my back waxed once.
Cool.
Just because buddy of mine's mom is an esthetician, I believe is the phrase.
Good word.
So he's like, you get it on discount. I'm like, I'll try anything once.
Yeah.
I won't. It was not. I looked like just a bare boy on the back. But
oh, yeah. But
I wouldn't do it again.
Went down a water slide that week. You were zooming.
Yes.
Yeah.
So aerodynamic.
Lucky, dude. Yeah.
I remember we shot the like dudes on a like people who are obsessed with fitness video that week.
Yeah.
And I like cut the tank top really thin. I remember it was like perfect time. I'm like, oh, my back's like super fresh.
So one video of showing off my back.
Yeah.
It's as hairless as it's ever going to be.
Great timing. But I was kind of wimpy with it. Not the ripping. The wax is hot.
Very warm.
And I was like, can we make it colder? She's like, that's as like cool as it can get or it won't work. So that was what bothered me, dude.
I'd almost so prefer hot like, on me. Can we just go no wax then?
Yeah.
Or just like rip it with tape or something? I don't know. I'm sure they know.
Yeah.
I'm not an esthetish.
Esthetish.
Dude, your mom's the tush.
Great esthetish. She got me right.
Got my
so wait, we both did three, right? We
yeah, I think
it.
We did.
We nailed it. You got a pickleball tournament. I got kickball.
Yeah,
we're playing the top team in the league. We're for sure gonna lose.
Dang.
For sure, I'm not even gonna.
What's your?
I'm leading off tonight, though. I'm leading off, dude. I'm the Ichiro of the team. I'm how batting in two seasons. I'm. Let me think about this.
How do you already have your lineup made for kickball? Like do you guys,
we're
like,
not playing around.
You send out a text.
Well, I don't have a lineup. It's just, you know, my buddy Ryan's kind of the captain,
okay.
And he's like, "How'd you like to lead off tonight?" I'm like, "That's exactly what like I. That's exactly off? What I need to do because I'm on this year in kickball. I'm 13-17.
Love that you keep stats. Love that one of your best friends is treating you like one of his players.
Yeah,
Thomas, how would you? How'd you like to lead off tonight? Treating you so like
I won't let you down. I
won't
let you
down. Yeah, you will not regret this.
I won't do it.
This is what I've been working towards.
Yeah, it's funny. I 13-17. What is that? 720 probably.
Really good.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, dude?
That's great. That's a great percentage, Trey. We're all really proud of you.
Oh, the pickleball god. He's over here. Try five tournament wins. No. I
love that we have our sports.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's a lot of fun, though. It's so crisp and cool out. I'm excited to be outside.
It's nice. It's a nice, like, 68 degrees today.
Maybe
cooler.
This will be better when we hire someone to up the studio, but I totally forgot. I'd asked people to send their voice memos, but my phone is recording.
Ah.
So someone, a woman asked us, oh, you remember, we listened to it.
Yeah.
She asked me what exactly?
It was what are your favorite, like, roles or characters that you've played?
I hope you guys are really enjoying this episode. I am... This is embarrassing.
A lot of toilet paper going out.
Favorite characters I played? The girl character is a lot of fun to play. I get into that one. And I do think it's fun. And it always cracks me up. I think the middle schooler is a weird character because I have a good grasp on like what will, for the most part, there's always surprises still, but like what will succeed and what won't.
Yeah.
And the middle schooler was one I thought was so whack, and it's like the best character I've done. And yeah. So like I like did another one. And I feel like it's this weird mix of like, as I'm doing it, like this is stupid. But then also as like I watch back the edit, I'm like, man, that is kind of hilarious.
I kind of did good with this.
So
maybe how about I give you some options? We'll find out.
Okay.
I'll work on a little bracket for you just like mentally right now. So two options.
Go for it.
Favorite character to play between these two. Cheesy dad or like basic fitness bro.
Oh, that's so much better. I just went for it. I did the full nose below edge.
FNB.
My favorite thing. What were the two options? Dad or what?
yeah, like kind of cheesy dad or like fitness basic bro. Which one of those is more fun?
Basic bro.
Okay, basic bro.
I think the cheesy dad, we haven't made one of those in a long time. It's weird how like after a while, certain things just kind of retire. Kind of retired the dad.
Yeah.
It was so, every video I made of the dad went viral for a while there and it just kind of stopped.
And I think you found better characters.
Yeah. So and it's just kind of
put it away.
It's a weird thing to, it's like you almost have that character I invented. I'll never forget you, dad.
Yeah.
Because that's how I blew up on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah. But you would choose the basic bro.
At this point, yeah, I think it's more fun to perform. I think the dad feels like it's just run its course.
Okay. Next matchup. We've got, pop culture youth pastor versus girl in the fall, basic girl.
Can't be girl in the fall. It's just all time. But dude, the youth pastor one. We did it again in 20 together. It didn't perform very well. That character might be done. But when we first made it, I feel like so many, because it was, I feel like it was the peak of all that. Just like those pastors were everywhere.
Yeah.
They're all in the headlines. And it was just, well timed because it's just, they're all, you'd just be clips of like, I remember I had a youth pastor who he did this bit where he'd be like, guy, we're all in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys give me any word, any random word, I guarantee you I can turn it into a gospel message.
Oh, I don't like this.
Which I remember at the time I was like,
dang.
But it's like, give me one.
Yo-yo.
Okay, yo-yo. Okay. This is what he'd do. He'd be like, all right, yo-yo, give me a second.
Okay.
You see God, there's God here and you're here. And, the Bible says, James, when you draw near, he draws near to you. So you're a yo-yo. You just go on. Yeah, you're like, so.
God's, send that out.
God's got you on a yo-yo. No, you got God on a yo-yo.
No matter how far you go.
No matter. He's still.
Guess what?
He's never off.
You can always pull you right
back. He's never detached. He can always. Yeah. There used to be something like that. You're like, how does he think of this?
Then you grow up, you're like, oh, he made this sermon all about him and how good he is.
Yeah.
Cool youth pastor. Yeah, that's something what God would want.
And or I think the dad character was like killer because it was all, I just make jokes. It, correct me if I'm wrong. It feels like we've kind of passed this. There was this 2-year period probably where like every month there was this new kind of dance funny trend.
Yeah,
it was
like, happening
it was
a
like
lot.
The dab, it was the whip, it was the nay-nay, there was the jerk, there was the
shmoney dance.
The drop, the shmoney.
And
it just, they were just coming at me. I just make another video of a video. And
that was easy for the dad character to do.
The juju on that beat. And now, I mean, the woe is new, but it's really stopped. There's not these like
cultural dances.
Yeah. So it's kind of, in a way, that's why the dad's run its court, because if there was another dance, a few dances that come out, I'd just do like when your dad tries to keep up with the dances. And like the In My Feelings challenge feels like the last one.
Yeah.
Which I did do a dad video to and it went viral. Which is like, hey, right. Kiddo, watch this. And I like, and I'm perfect at it because me dancing is pretty much me seriously dancing, which mm-hmm. is like very above average above for a average, white person, yeah. but still not quite there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, it's perfect for that character. Yeah.
Okay. Next matchup. We've got just like a typical mom character, you know, yelling at Ethan or Ethan. Jameson.
Ethan.
Versus the.
The funniest part of that is I know twin brothers named Ethan and Jameson.
No way.
Is it mine?
Yeah. That's so great. So mom character versus like the character from like person who got an art degree / like cat person, like that type of person.
That's a good one.
So yeah, theater person versus mom.
I like, well, you mentioned we did theater kids be like, so yeah. I'm going to bring that one in the mix. I think the more artistic guy, I think he's third, mom second, and the theater kid video is one of my favorites ever to do.
Yeah.
Cause it's low key part of me, even though I never did theater. We just ran around in a fedora and
just sang about it.
But I showed why I didn't know it. I got ripped in the comments because apparently it's always an audition. It's never a tryout.
Oh.
So the video, there's one time where I go, I have tryouts.
Oh,
and it was like, it's an audition.
And that's a basketball player trying to make a theater video. Yeah. Like, yeah. All right. Didn't know.
Dadgummit.
Okay. Last matchup in this bracket that's still kind of structured in my head right now. We've got middle schooler. Got to have that one in the mix. Versus... Let's see. What's another character you've done? Versus, I can't think of any.
One of the music videos.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. How do you compare those two?
I always kind of love the music videos. I don't know. I just feel there's a perk to the music videos in that it's like 100% written. We just got to kind of flail out to the lyrics.
Yeah.
I think we kind of make it funny, but I think middle schooler still takes it.
Yeah.
But I like doing the music videos every now and then.
Okay, so second round matchup, we've got Basic Bro versus Girls in the Fall.
Girls in the Fall.
Okay.
Just the goat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Goodbye, Basic Bro.
Yeah.
Okay, next second round matchup, middle schooler versus theater kid.
Theater kid.
Wow, that upset. That
upset, dude. Upset. Oh, wow.
Okay, so now
this is good.
we've got Girl in the Fall versus theater kid.
It's fall. I'm in my feels. I'm gonna give it to Girls in the Fall. It's just
wow.
It's what's our first video filmed together. It's what launched the next kind of chapter and online content. It was the first. I went from a minute to 3 minutes.
Yeah,
and it was
a trailblazer character.
It was big for the confidence. I feel like I've never asked you this. What are your favorite? What videos do you get most fired up to kind of film?
Mm.
Or what are ones you?
Yeah, that's a good
get
thought.
Pumped on.
I don't know. The ones that are always like a little bit different are always fun to film and edit. Like the social media family, online dating, I edited yesterday. Like that's fun.
Yeah. I think, yeah, we were due to
so
change
fast.
Up. Yeah. Yeah. We were due to change up the format. I'm pumped about that one. Or like I'm really pumped about the, if, holidays for people.
That would be great too.
Or, I feel like one that was really different that we crushed that I want to try to find again. Hopefully we can replicate with The Bachelor is like every, reality singing show.
Oh,
that
yeah.
one did great.
We did that one like very early on too.
It was awesome.
Yeah, that was great. The and especially honestly the ones that are pretty fun too where we're like this one's a little weird but let's just do it. The castaway one. Yeah, it's like this is great.
And I love those because there's something to be said for it. We make those and we know they're not going to go
crazy
as viral as middle schoolers be like, but those are ones where I notice people kind of going out of the way to comment or even people I know personally are like, That one was fun. That one was cool.
It's cool to see you do something different. So,
yeah, I thought the Castaway one was awesome.
Castaway was great. So many like scenes in that we accidentally got perfect. Like we did not check how did they shoot it in the movie?
Like, kind of wing it.
Yeah, and there like three or four times I was like, this is weirdly perfect.
Yeah,
how well this works.
I know.
So that was kind of fun too in the edit.
I feel like we deserved like a BuzzFeed plug or something.
Yes,
this millennial perfectly replicated Castaway, and it's. Making us feel all the feels.
And my jaw dropped. Yeah, gosh. So that's great. Dude, when I was editing online dating yesterday, the line that sent me, I was dying laughing, was right when you walk into Tinder and, you know, all the guys are yelling at you, meet me at the railroad tracks.
Dude, we're going to get so many comments on that. I watched that too and it killed me because it's just like, just there at the end where you just catch it, like, wait, what did he say?
What did he say?
Meet me at the railroad tracks.
It's just such a great line. It's like so weird and out there, but it's like, I bet a guy has said that once.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to like meet at the railroad tracks tonight? totally hang out.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Meet me at the rail yard. So, yeah,
okay.
That's great.
I'm, yeah, good episode. Episode 22. I can't believe we've done that many.
22.
Now it starts to get exciting because now if you're new to Us Guests, it's like, oh, shoot, I got a lot of.
You pay $5 and you have like 21 hours of content.
Shout out to the Us Guests who were there from day one when we had literally that one episode
for
you. But you've been grinding. We got so much stuff. Like I said, we are up in the game for y'all. Hiring somebody. Studio's better. We're going to add more content. So it's going to be good. And then
the Instagram's getting a lot of bloopers videos soon. Yeah.
And then just stay tuned. The Do Less, God Bless podcast for next week. I've already wrote down some stuff to start with.
Oh.
That's what occurred to me today. I wrote a note. So just, I'll give you all sneak peek what we're talking about. I don't want to discuss it too much, but
yeah,
I still don't know what the phrase a means to an end means. Do you?
Dude, I...
Well, just yes or no, we're not going to talk about it.
Kinda. I was saying okay, in the middle. You. I'm like, I think I know.
I don't think anyone really knows. I asked Katie. I'm not going to talk about it too much. We'll talk about it then.
I was talking literally yesterday about the phrase, oh, I mean, they're just making money hand over fist. What in the world does that
actually
mean?
Actually, explain that to me. Yeah.
Hand over fist.
Maybe like Sandlot? Like,
yeah, like who gets to hit first in baseball?
Okay, we'll save it for them.
What are these phrases? Okay.
Do less guests. That would be good to start the next episode. Appreciate it. This is going out 2 days before I move. So the following week's podcast, we'll still be in here. We'll still be in here, I bet. We'll get it done.
Yeah.
So 2 episodes from now, I don't know what it'll look like. We might be just in my living room or something trying to make it work in the meantime. It's exciting.
It'll be fun. Switch it up. I love change.
Appreciate y'all. More content coming. Do this. God bless. Peace.